tired, I'm worn. My heart is heavy from the work it takes to keep on breathing. I've made mistakes. I've let my hope fail. My soul feels crushed by the weight of this world. And I know that you can give me rest. So I cry out with all that I have left. my bones beside the fire. Far away across the field, tolling on the iron bell, calls the faithful to their knees.
So, did you hear that obnoxious sound that just occurred? Did anybody recognize what that sound is? It was the sound of the passing of time. 1 minute of your life, to be precise. You are now 1 minute older, another minute of your life that you won't get back. I want to welcome everyone to the Hope Show. I hope all of you have had a blessed week since our last visit. So what was the purpose of my introduction this morning? The purpose was to get you to thinking about time. Time is a gift. Time is a precious commodity, oftentimes taken for granted. Time is our life. How do we manage our time? Do we manage it wisely, or is our time crammed full of activity and scheduling? I encouraged you last week to try to find some breathing room for yourself in this upcoming year of 2014. Last week, I talked about the current space between yourself and your limits, the margin for error. All of this is time. Time is always, always, always everything in our lives. I want to talk more about this today on our Hope Show. I'm probably not going to be telling you anything that you don't already know, but today's message isn't rocket science. But everyone needs to be reminded of important things sometimes, and myself included. I can read something or hear something over and over again, and I can know it, but sometimes the next time that I hear that same thing or read that same material, something new will pop out at me, a different perspective, or perhaps it's just a good to be reminded that it helps us to refocus on our life. C.S. Lewis says, "The future is something which everyone reaches at the rate of 60 minutes per hour, no matter who the person is or what the person does." So, running yourself harder and faster to achieve more doesn't change that fact, folks. We all have the same amount of time in a 24-hour period of time, no more and no less. Therefore, we should all think about that, and however we choose to fill our days, do it right and with careful thought, because there will not be another opportunity to do that moment over. And for those of you who tend to procrastinate in life, time is unforgiving. You may delay progress, but time will not. Time keeps moving forward. It stops for no one, unless your time on earth has expired. Time is like a coin. A coin, like your life, has value. You are the sole owner of that coin. You are the only one that can determine how your life will be spent. Therefore, we must be very careful, fellow brothers and sisters, that we don't let other people try to spend it for us, or that we don't ourselves spend it foolishly. If you waste that coin, you will not have it. As is so with our lives, if we waste our time, we lose a part of our life that we cannot get back. Did you know that time is what people want and desire the most, and yet we use it in the worst of ways? Whose fault is that? It's our fault. We can't lay that blame on anyone else. Remember, we are the sole owner of our own time. And until we start valuing ourselves, we won't value our time. And until we value our time, we won't do anything with it but squander it. Did you know that you can control the clock? You don't have to be controlled by the clock. There is a difference. You can either be controlled by the clock, or you can control the clock. That is a choice that each of us make, to be controlled by the hands of time or not. We are the author of our life, though, and most people forget that. We determine what happens and how we will respond to what happens in our life. We choose what we will fill our lives with. You may not think you have any control over your life. You may see your life as spinning out of control, but there isn't anyone holding a gun to your head, telling you what you have to do or how you have to spend your time. You have placed that burden upon yourself. Perhaps you are thinking, well, this is what society expects of me. This is what my parents or my spouse or my friends or my children or my boss expects of me. Hold up one moment. Just hold on a moment. Are they you? Do they live in your body? Does not your brain and your body belong to you and you alone? Then why are you letting the world dictate your time, your life, your way of thinking? We need to start living for ourselves. Now, please don't take what I said out of context and think I'm trying to say that, you know, we need to live solely for ourselves, be completely selfish. No, that's not what I'm trying to say at all. There are things and people to consider, but don't take such a high value on what other people think and expect of you that you lose yourself. You have to value yourself first. No one else is going to do that for you, but you. Then, take others into consideration. This is so very important. Value yourself first. People who cannot find time for recreation now will be forced to find time for illness later in life. Let me repeat that again. People who cannot find time for recreation now will be forced to find time for illness later in life. How many of you can relate to what I just said? Are you that person out there that's driving yourself too hard or have driven yourself too hard and now your health is failing because of it? I bet you wish you had had that time back to do over. I bet you would give others advice about not doing what you did. I bet you would give others advice that might sound like this. Enjoy the time you have right now. Slow down and smell the roses along the journey of life. Time is limited, folks. It may seem like right now that you have forever to get something accomplished or to spend time with those loved ones, but reality is this. You don't have all the time in the world. You might justify how you spend your day by telling yourself that there's always tomorrow. What if there isn't? What if you thought that, and tomorrow you were in a car wreck? That wreck might result in your death, it might result in extended time in the hospital with ever-mounting bills. That wreck could result in recovery, or it could result in never being able to walk again, talk again, or even to think again. A moment of time can change everything. Everything. Time is everything. In life, there are just no guarantees. That is why today I want to stress to all of you out there listening not to take your time for granted. No one knows the number of days we have on this earth. Only our Heavenly Father is privy to that information. If we did know how many days we had, how do you think that it would impact what we would do with our time? Do you think we would value our time more? Do you think you would set aside some extra quality time to do the things you always wanted to do, or spend some extra quality time with those that you love? No one knows. No one knows the exact hour. Time is a precious commodity. It's a gift. Every day that you wake up alive and well should be a day of rejoice and thanksgiving. Because in the blink of an eye, all of that could change. Time brings all things to pass. Time brings all things to pass. I know every one of you out there have heard that said before. But have you ever stopped to ponder and think about what that really, really means and what that means in your life? When you really stop to think about that, those few words are so profound. Think about that for a moment. They are words of truth. They are words of our reality. That brings me back to what I said in the beginning of the show. Time is our life. We need to learn how to live the time that has been so graciously given to us. Finding some quiet time in your life is hugely, hugely important as well. Wisdom, folks, is the powerhouse to knowing how to use your time wisely, to live your life to its fullest potential. As I have said many, many times before, and I'll probably say it many, many times again, we were designed to enjoy our life. We were designed to enjoy our time. We are not designed to be miserable and stressed out, frantically on the go, and angry. That is not why we were designed. That is not our purpose on this earth. When we let time control us, that is what happens. You're miserable, you're stressed out, you're frantically on the go, you're short-tempered, your blood pressure rises. All kinds of things happen. All kinds of things happen when we let time control us. And then, that's when life becomes a huge pain in our behind. Time and life are no longer any fun when it gets to that point. But instead, it becomes a headache, or should I say a migraine. The stresses and restraints that you put upon yourself eventually will catch up to you in negative ways, and it will rob you of the peace and the joy that you were designed to experience. What a real waste of time and of life. What a waste of time and life. Quite often through the years, I haven't managed my time very wisely either. Shame on me. Shame on me. I can't blame anybody else for that. That was my doing. I still don't always manage my time wisely. Today's message is just as much for me as it is for all of you out there listening. As I have been researching this week for my message, it occurs to me that I also have a lot of work in this area to do. If I'm to be completely honest with myself and all of you out there in my listening audience, there are a lot of things I should be doing differently. I should be adding things to my life, subtracting things from my life. I should be living more. I have a huge bucket list. For those of you who do not know what a bucket list is, it is something that you dream of doing before you pass on from this earth. I would love to see the mountains. I want to travel more. I would like to own a touring bike and be able to ride off into the sunset. I would love to travel abroad one day. I want to experience a hot air balloon ride, or even flying in an airplane. No, you've probably figured by now, I don't get out much. I've led a pretty sheltered life. Do you know that I've never had my ears pierced? And I don't even have so much as one tattoo on my body. These last two things are primarily due to the fact that I hate needles, though. But I would like to go hiking. I would love to upgrade our RV and become a camp host for parks all over the United States. These are some of my dreams. These are things that are on my bucket list. The list goes on and on, but those things also take a lot of money. Folks, you don't have to have a whole lot of money, though, to still enjoy your life, to use your time in a fulfilling way. You can have an enjoyable, peaceful, fulfilling life just by slowing down to appreciate all the little things that surround us each and every day. The things I mentioned on my bucket list are certainly something to aspire to for my future, but all the wealth and the material things in the world can't buy you time, peace, and joy. The riches we will find after we pass from this life are far, far more important than anything on my bucket list. On a smaller scale, financially, but on a much larger scale, spiritually, physically, emotionally, think about slowing down to capture a sunrise or a sunset with someone that you love. Think about taking time to dance in the rain. Or if you're like me, I must have been a cat in a previous life because I don't particularly like being out in the rain or getting wet. So I find some place where I can enjoy the rain and yet not be in the rain. But where you can smell the rain, possibly, without actually getting wet. I love thunderstorms. Now, I acknowledge that not all of you share my love of storms. Some of you are probably quite afraid of them. I love to stand outside or at an open door or even sit in my car and just watch the clouds billow in. The wild display of lightning, hearing the crash of thunder, smelling the scent of rain. It never, ever gets old. I am in awe of the powers before me. Ashes is. Sometimes he literally has to pull me back into the house, into safety. Because I'll stand outside in tornado weather, folks. I love storms. When it's hailing or the wind is fiercely blowing, Shaziz will have to warn me about the dangers of standing too close to a window. But no matter, the excitement of the storm draws me ever nearer. Take time to listen to a child's laughter. If you have the opportunity to visit a botanical garden, oh, folks, go enjoy those beautiful flowers and landscaping and all the good stuff that comes from a botanical garden. We live about 10 miles from a botanical garden, and it's absolutely breathtaking, folks. If you ever have the opportunity, go. You won't be unhappy that you did. Go for a stroll. Pick some wildflowers. Folks, there are so many, so many things around us every day that we just take for granted. Another one of my favorites is the smell of fresh-cut grass or fresh-cut hay from the fields. After my husband mows the lawn, that's where you're going to find me. Perhaps sitting outside in the lawn chair, breathing in that wonderful smell, or even if I just, you know, right after he mows, go outside and walk around the yard for a bit, just to take in those wonderful smells of fresh-cut grass. The smell of hay takes me back to my youth, when I lived on the farm. You can certainly take a girl from the country, but you cannot take the country from the girl. The scent of silage has the same impact on me, a reminder of my early years spent on the farm. Now, Shaziz says that I have weird taste buds and that I have weird scent glands or whatever you call them, though, but however, it's just a difference in how we were raised. He is not from the country, and so therefore he doesn't appreciate those same scents that I do. But anyway, I'm sorry, folks. I have gotten off the track of my message here. I started thinking down memory lane. I'm going to go ahead and take a short break, and when I return, I'm going to get back on track with today's message.
I'm just a woman. Help me believe in what I could be and all that I am. Show me the stairway I have to climb. Lord, for my teach me to take one day at a time. One day at a time, sweet Jesus. That's all I'm asking from you. Just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Never be mine. Lord, help me today. Show me the way one day at a time. Do you remember when you walked among men? Well, Jesus, you know, if you're looking below, it's worse now than then. Cheating and stealing, violence and crime. So for my sake, teach me to take one day at a time. One day. From you, just give me the strength to do every day what I have to do. Yesterday's gone, sweet Jesus, and tomorrow may never be mine. Lord, help me today, show me one day, yeah.
did the things I did. I don't know why I said the things I said. Cries like a knife, it can cut deep inside. Words are like weapons, they wound sometimes. I didn't really mean to hurt you. I didn't want to see you go. I know I made you cry, but baby, if I could turn back time, if I could find a way, I'd take back those words that I hurt you. You'd stay if I could reach the stars. I'd give them all to you. Then you love me, love me. And drove it deep in my heart. You walked out that door, I swore that I didn't care. But I lost everything, darling, there, let me there. Too strong to tell you I was sorry. Too proud to tell you I was wrong. I know that I was blind. And darling, if I could turn back time, if I could find, if I could turn back time, if I could turn back time.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm very happy to have you with me here today on The Hope Show. Today's message is a very important message for all of us. Today, we are talking about one of life's most precious commodities, time. If you are just tuning in, you can visit my podcast page after the show. Give me a few hours to upload, but you can go back and listen to the podcast for today's message. If you like what you hear, I encourage you to pass it on to all of your friends. Everyone out there in the world needs to hear this message today. At the end of my show, I'm going to accept Skype call-ins, and I would like to invite all of you to join me at the end of my show, probably around 11:30. I will cue you when the time is to call in, but be thinking about that and thinking about whether you want to call in and if there's something that you would like to share with the world. So, anyway, early on in my show, I shared something from C.S. Lewis. The future is something which everyone reaches at the rate of 60 minutes per hour, no matter who the person is or what the person does. I pointed out that running yourself harder and faster to achieve more doesn't change that fact. We all have the same amount of time in a 24-hour period of time, no more and no less. I also mentioned earlier in my show that for those of you who tend to procrastinate in life, time is unforgiving. You may delay progress, but time will not. Time keeps moving forward. It stops for no one, unless your time on earth has expired. I would like to read you a passage from Psalms 90, 3 through 6. You tell us to return to what we were. You change us back into dust. 1,000 years to you is like one day. They are like yesterday, already gone, like a short hour in the night. You carry us away like a flood. We last no longer than a dream. We are like weeds that sprout in the morning, that grow and burst into bloom, then dry up and die in the evening. Think about this for a moment. Think about that passage for a moment. Time was most likely one of God's first creations. As always on my program, I acknowledge that not all of my listeners are believers, and I do not wish to impose on your own personal beliefs, but for believers, it is understood that God controls the beginning and the end. Whether you are a believer or a non-believer, I'm sure that we can all agree on one thing. Time in life passes too quickly. Our lives, folks, are a blip, a millisecond, a speck in time. We need to teach ourselves to live as if our days are numbered. The vast majority of people live as if their days are not numbered, when in reality, folks, they are. We may believe that we have forever, but that is very, very foolish of us to think. Very foolish on our part. We should not be filling our days with that kind of foolishness. Time is limited. So many people living in the world today feel as if their lives are spinning out of control. Many people feel as if they are that little hamster on the exercise wheel, going round and round, and they can't seem to slow down. They can't seem to get off the wheel, or even stop it for that matter. I know how that feels. I was there a year ago, right there with the rest of you. I was that hamster on the wheel. You know, I've been very blessed this year. Opportunities have came up that I was able to get off the wheel for a while. You know, and I don't know what this world brings. I don't know what my time will bring. And I don't know what God has planned for me. But I thank God for this opportunity to get off the wheel for just a little bit and to enjoy the precious life that I have. Some people out there have forgotten why they're even hurrying so much or where they were going in the first place. It just becomes a terrible habit. it's almost an addiction. Many people spend their lives working hard, wanting more out of life, wishing they could slow down to enjoy life. Yet they are continually running themselves into the ground. Folks, you must realize before it's too late. Work is hard. Distractions are plentiful. But time is short. I think that is worthy of me saying again. Work is hard. Distractions are plentiful. And time, folks, is all too short. Do you know what one of the biggest illusions in life we have? Do you know what that is? One of life's biggest illusions is that immortality seems to go on forever. Folks, time is now. All we have is now. And when that current moment leaves us, it takes a little piece of our life that we can't get back. Some people will argue that they can't slow down or that they won't make it. I have one question. Exactly what is it? What is it? What is that it that they're not going to make? That is my question of the day. What is the it that is driving them so? Do they even know themselves? Really? Has it become an addiction for them? It's something to ponder, folks. It's something to ponder. Whatever it is for these individuals, they better make sure it is the right choice. I would hate to think that one day they wake up when they are much older and discover that they have been chasing the wrong it in life. I would hate to think that some people work so hard all those years, investing all that time just to regret the path they chose. In my research this week, I discovered a woman by the name of Bronnie Ware. Some of you may have heard of her. For many years, she worked in hospice care. She would spend the last 3 to 12 weeks of her patient's life with them, caring for them, making them as comfortable as she possibly could in their end days. She shared many conversations with them, and eventually, she wrote an article about the sum total of what these conversations were about. Her article touched my heart, so I wanted to share the article with you today. I'm not going to read the entire article, but I just want to touch on a few of the highlights that she mentioned. Bronnie shared some incredibly special times with her patients. She stated that she witnessed the fact that people grow a lot when they are faced with their own mortality. She said she learned to never underestimate someone's capacity for growth. That in the end days of a person's life, those changes can be phenomenal. Absolutely phenomenal. The one thing she found consistent with every person she cared for was this. Each one experienced the same variety of emotions, such as denial, fear, anger, remorse, more denial, and eventually acceptance. Every single patient found their peace before they departed. When she questioned them about such things as, "Do you have any regrets about anything?" Or, "If there was anything that you could do differently, what would that be?" And she found some common themes. a pattern began to form. From these intimate conversations, she determined that there were five most common things. Her patients would say, "I wish I had the courage to live a life true to myself, not the life that others expected of me." This, by the way, was the number one most common regret. When people realize that their life is almost over, and they look back clearly on their life, it is easy to see how many dreams went unfulfilled. Most of these people didn't even honor half of their dreams and had to die knowing that it was due to the choices that they made in their life. It's very important to try to fulfill at least some of your dreams, because when you lose your health, then it's too late, folks. It's too late. Health brings freedom that very, very few people realize until they no longer have it. The second most common thing she heard was, "I wish I hadn't worked so hard. I wish I hadn't worked so hard." This statement was made by nearly every male that she tended to. They missed their children's youth and their partner's companionship. Women, too, spoke of this regret, but not to the extent that the men did. Back in the olden days, it was primarily the men who were the breadwinners of the family, so they were gone much of the time, while the women stayed home to tend to the family matters. The men deeply, deeply regretted spending so much time on that treadmill of life. Fellow brothers and sisters, by simplifying your lifestyle and making a few changes along the way, it is possible to live on less income than you think you can. For some of us, perhaps not all of us, there are a lot of people who are living in extreme poverty too. But by making a few simple changes in your lifestyle, you can create more space, more breathing room, more margin for error. You can be happier, and you can be more open to new opportunities to live a healthier, more joyful lifestyle, more suitable to your individual needs. The third thing Bronnie heard the most was, "I wish I had the courage to express my feelings. I wish I had the courage to express my feelings." Many people suppress their feelings to keep peace with their partners. As a result, they settle for a mediocre existence at best. Many of these people developed illnesses due to living such a suppressed lifestyle. Some of these illnesses were related to feelings of bitterness, stress, resentment, anger, etc. Folks, fellow brothers and sisters, we cannot control how other people react. However, we can control how we react. At first, people may not react very well to the changes in us. But honestly, honesty is the best policy. It really is. Being honest with your partner may cause strife in the beginning. Hopefully not. And if it does, hopefully, eventually, you'll find that that relationship will turn around and be stronger, healthier, and improved. But if things don't get better, and they get much worse, sometimes it happens that way, and sometimes you have to make a decision. Perhaps the only decision for you personally, for your health, is to remove yourself from that situation. Remove yourself from that relationship altogether. You know? But that, you know, that's a personal choice. I can't just sit here and tell you folks, you know, you should be doing this, this, and this, and this. Because I don't live your life for you. I am only here to encourage you and give you new ideas, new ways of looking at things, to give you hope and love and a safe ground here between 10 and noon on Sundays or Saturdays. But those are some things to seriously consider. The fourth thing that Bronnie said she heard was, I wish I'd stayed in touch with my extended family or friends. People don't realize the real benefits of spending more time with these people until the last days. Whether it's the last days of your friend's life or your loved one's life or even perhaps your own life, it's so easy for us humans to get caught up in our own busy lives that we let those golden years, that precious time, slip us by. Perhaps we didn't give those friendships or perhaps our parents the time or the effort that we could have, that they deserved. Everyone misses them when they're gone, and then it's truly realized the terrible mistake that was made. But by then, time has passed, never to be reclaimed. It is common for people to have busy lifestyles. Maybe we think we have more time than we do. We take these friendships, our loved ones, for granted. That they will always be there when you have time. When you have time. Time is unforgiving, folks. Time is not going to delay because you want it to. But when you're faced with yours or their approaching death, the physical details of life fall away. If possible, you need to get certain financial things in order while you can. Though finances are not the most important thing in life, it's not money or status that holds the most importance in this life. Of course, we all want to get our affairs in order. But that is primarily for the benefit of the ones who are left behind. Unfortunately, though, in many cases, the people have fallen too ill and weary to ever manage doing this on their own. In the end, fellow brothers and sisters, it all comes down to love and relationships. That is all that remains in our final days and weeks. And last but not least, the fifth thing that Bronnie said she experienced hearing from her patients in hospice in their last days and weeks is, I wish I had let myself be happier. I wish I had let myself be happier. Yes, surprisingly, this too is one of the most common ones. Many do not realize until the very end that happiness is a choice. People tend to remain stuck in old patterns and in old habits. The so-called comfort zone. Familiarity overrides their ability to take a risk. Fear of change has fooled these people into thinking, merely thinking, that they are content. But deep within, they long for more. They long to have more laughter, more silliness, more time for play in their lives. But when a person is on their deathbed, what other people think becomes now the farthest thing from your mind. How wonderful to be free. Free to finally let go. Free to finally stop pretending. Free to laugh and smile again. This article from Bronnie Ware is very, very empowering. And it's very real, folks. It's very real. Life is a choice. Your time and how you choose to spend it is your choice, folks. Our days are numbered. Rest assured, they are numbered. Limited, fellow brothers and sisters. Choose wisely and honestly. Choose life. Choose happiness. As I read in that passage a little bit earlier in Psalms, time is just a blip. It's a millisecond. You know, our Heavenly Father sees our little speck of time, our life on this earth. You know, some of us have 30 years, 50 years, 70 years, 80 years, if we're extremely lucky, perhaps 90 or 100 years. But God sees that like we see a flower blooming in the morning and withering and dying in the evening. That is how God sees our time on earth. Just a blip. We need to be made aware of that, folks. We need to give some serious thought to that. None of us are going to... none of us are going to be any different with that, you know? I mean, none of us are going to bypass that part and live any longer than the number of days that the good Lord has seen fit to leave us here. I'm going to go ahead and take another short break and play a few more songs for you. And while these songs are playing, just grab yourself another cup of coffee or a glass of water or take a visit to the boys and girls room. And when I return, I'll have some more to say about this ever so important subject. And then in probably about another 20 minutes, I'll be opening the Skype lines up for anyone who wants to call in and share their ideas about time or something that they've learned, some bit of wisdom or something. So I'm going to go ahead and play these songs. I hope you enjoy them. I'll be back shortly. Slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. Time keeps on slipping, slipping, slipping into the future. I wanna fly like an eagle to the sea. Fly like an eagle, let my spirit carry me. I want to fly till I'm free. I don't feel the revolution. Baby, baby, we don't have enough to eat. Shoo the children, though no shoes on their feet. How's the people living in the street? Oh, there's a solution. I want to fly like an eagle. Everyone, are you awake now? If all of you got your coffee and all settled in and everything, ready for the last 45 minutes or so of today's show, thank you all for joining me today here on The Hope Show. This has been a very important message for all of us, myself included. Today I have been talking about time. If you are just tuning in, I really encourage you, in a few hours after the show is aired, takes a couple of hours for the show to be uploaded, But I encourage you to find this podcast at www.shazizradio.com. You can do this by going to our radio site, clicking on hosts, then scrolling down to Hope by Beverly and clicking on that. This will bring you to my page, and from there all you have to do is search for today's date, January the 18th, 2014. Click on this date and there I am. I also want to encourage you to please, please, please pass this message on to your friends. Pass it on to other networks. Networks, link it to other networks. Let's just get this message out all over the world today. That is how important today's message is. If you are the hamster on the exercise wheel, running your little legs ragged, that alarm clock I just played for you is your wake-up call. If you are the individual who never seems to have enough time to slow down, or you're getting complaints from your family that you never seem to spend any time with them, this is your wake-up call. If you are fatigued, stressed out, sick to your stomach, suffering from high blood pressure, having headaches all the time, this is your wake-up call. If you can't remember the last time you had a day off, this is your wake-up call. If you're always running late and you have a very, very, very slim margin for error, or perhaps even none, this is your wake-up call. If the last time you really looked at and noticed your kids, they were like 5, and now they're 10, and you can't remember where those years went, this is your wake-up call. Are your relationships suffering? Are you too busy climbing the corporate ladder, trying to impress other people, keeping up with the Joneses? Is this your it? And I ask you, is this it worth it? The time is ticking, folks. It's ticking away 1 minute at a time. For all of us. No one escapes the ever-ticking clock. Before you know, your time will be up too. Your loved one's time will be up. Your friend's time will be up. Even your pet's life will be up. Fellow brothers and sisters, you can't take material things to the grave with you. When we die, no matter how rich or poor we are, no matter how many or how few friends we have, no matter our status, our religion, our education, we will all be placed into the same size of a box. Think about that for a moment, folks. When our time is up, we will all be placed in the same size of box. Our bodies delivered back to dust, and our spirits will move on to eternity. So think about that for a moment. Think about that message. What's your rush? Folks, quality of life equals time. Your personal satisfaction, your happiness, your quality of life is based on how you spend your time. What you let control your time and your thoughts, or if you will set boundaries and instead choose to be in control of your time. There are lots of factors. Excuse me. There are lots of factors that play a huge role in the quality of the life you choose. The quality of your life depends on personal preference. It is very unique and it's very individualized. Some people say that quality of life depends on financial security, education, status, job satisfaction, religion, family life, health, safety, etc., etc. But for each of these, there is usually a trade-off in life. A person will generally sacrifice something in order to get something. At what cost will you pay for something? Is the trade-off really worth it? This is a dangerous, dangerous game to play with your life. Time is your life. You only get one shot at it, folks. You only get one time to live it. One crack at getting it right the first time. One chance at your dreams and living a fulfilling life without all the crazy distractions and outside interferences. Folks, I'm just saying, you better make sure, make very, very sure, that whatever you're chasing in this life is absolutely, positively, without a shadow of doubt, worth your time, and you better make sure that it's worth chasing. Sometimes we can convince ourselves that we're on that right path, later to discover we have been on the wrong path all along. How much time did you waste on the wrong path? How long did it take for you to figure out that you should have been someplace else? It's sad to think that each of us are on this journey we call life, that each of us are faced with the same issues regarding time. We all want more out of our lives. We wish we had more time, more of this, more of that. But most of us dawdle our lives away, wishing, wishing, and wishing some more. Instead of investing the same time wishing, we could be making it happen. We could be making it a reality for ourselves, making the appropriate changes to create that world of more time for ourselves, for our families, for our friends, for our pets. Stop wishing and do something productive to make it a reality, folks. In Psalms 90, verse 12, it says, "So teach us to number our days, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom." Right now, I would like for you to go find a piece of paper and a pen. While you're looking for your pen and paper, I want to say this. If you want something bad enough, and you seek something earnestly enough and wholeheartedly, you will find it. Think about all the things in your life right now that you're taking time out for. Some of those things are things that you really, 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 really were interested in, that you really, really, really wanted. You made time for those things, didn't you? It's all about priority, folks. It's all about priority. If you want something bad enough and you seek something earnestly and wholeheartedly, you will find it. So if you want more time to enjoy the things that really matter in your life, if you want it more than anything else, you will find a way to make it happen, I promise you. Stop thinking negative thoughts. Start thinking positive thoughts. Stop settling in your comfort zone. Step out on a leap of faith. Stop procrastinating and start taking opportunities as they arise. God can and will deliver us out of any circumstance. His power to deliver is far, far, far greater than any of our problems. Knock, ask, and receive. If you want to live a fulfilling, enjoyable, peaceful life with the time you have left and make the most of your time, make it count, here's my suggestion, folks. Take a leap of faith. Put one foot out in front of you. Go outside your comfort zone and take that leap of faith. Make changes in your life. Make it happen. Now, the reason I wanted you to go get your pen and paper, this is a very quick and easy little exercise that I want you to do. At the top of your page, I want you to begin by writing breathing room card. Breathing room card. Then number down the page from 1 to 4. You might leave several lines in between each number so that you'll have time, have space to write your thoughts. On the first line, I want you to draw a plus sign. A plus sign. And write out to the side of that, what do I need to add to my life? What do I need to add to my life? This is a little exercise that you can do in your own time. Doesn't have to be done right now. This is just meant to make you stop and think for a moment, to prioritize your life. On the second line, draw a minus sign. A minus sign. And write out to the side of that, what do I need to remove from my life? What do I need to remove from my life? This can be people. It can be things. It can be almost anything. Whatever is stealing your life away, something that's taking up too much of your time, that you have nothing to show for it afterward. On the third line, draw an arrow pointing to your right. Out to the side of this, I want you to write, what do I need to do more of? What do I need to do more of? On the fourth line, draw an arrow pointing to your left. Draw an arrow pointing to your left. And out to the side of that, I want you to write, what do I need to do less of? What do I need to do less of? Folks, I encourage each and every one of you to do this exercise. This exercise is a time changer, a deal breaker. It gives you some accountability. On your own time, perhaps not right now, but sometime very soon, when you take a moment to really think about this exercise, fill in those blanks, and strongly consider doing what it takes to free up some of your time for the things that really matter. I'm going to go ahead and play a few more songs right now. When I come back, I will be opening up the Skype lines to hear what all of you have to say. I'm very excited about what is on your mind. So please do call in via Shaziz's Skype address to visit with Shaziz and I after this short break. Be thinking about what you want to share with the world. Your thoughts, your wisdom, your advice, your ideas. I want to hear all of it. So, give me just a moment to find my song here. I had some excitement over the last break. My husband caught his boat on fire, and in the garage, all aflame, smelly, smelly, smelly. And so I didn't think about getting my songs in order.
Yeah, I started a fire in the lab.
Yeah, fire in the lab. Imagine that.
Another turning point, a fork stuck in the road. Time grabs you by the wrist, directs you where to go. So make the best of this test and don't ask why. It's not a question but a lesson learned in time. It's something unpredictable, but in the end is right. I hope you had the time of your life. Take the photographs and still frames in your mind, hanging on a shelf in good health and good time. Tattoos and memories and dead skin on trial. For what it's worth, it was worth all the while. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. Predictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life. It's something unpredictable, but in the end it's right. I hope you had the time of your life.
Welcome back, everyone. I'm very happy you could join me today. Looks like we have a caller coming in.
Answer.
Hold on just a moment here. What happened there?
I don't know.
Well, whoever that was, please do call back. Thank you for tuning in. Today's message has been about time and how we spend it, what we fill it with, and are we using it effectively?
I spent the last 2 days working on my project. You should have seen the fire. Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Well, now is the time to think about all that. This is your wake-up call to really think about how you've been spending your time so far in your life. And if you're really happy with how your life is going, maybe now, before you get any older, is a good time to think about all these things. And if you aren't as happy as you would like to be, maybe now would be a good time to implement some changes. Time is our life, and time passes so quickly. Our time is limited, whether we want to believe that or not. It's easy to think that you have all the time in the world, and I suppose it feels that way in the moment. But that is just something we tell ourselves to justify the ends to a mean. Ask anyone who is 50 years and older, where did all those years go? Would you have done anything differently along the way? Ask them if they have any regrets. I would like to encourage everyone and invite everyone right now to go ahead at this time to call in.
You call me.
Yeah, hey. We were trying to answer. Somebody called from the radio host room. So, hi.
Hello?
Hello, can you hear us?
Yeah, hi, Shaziz. I see Chrissy there, too.
Yeah, there should be a lot of people there. We're live on air.
Oh, are we on air?
Yeah, say hi to everyone. We're on Beverly's Hope Show.
Oh, hi, Beverly. Nice to be here.
Hi, it's nice to meet you. It's nice to have you on here with us today.
Yeah, well, thanks for the invite.
Thank you.
So, we were talking about time.
So, I don't have your name up here right now. Are you Creativity?
No, it's Lisa now from Transition Mission.
Ah, Lisa. Awesome, awesome, awesome.
All right, who all do we have in here?
G'day, guys. Cody as well. Okay. Someone hit the dial button, the call button there in the host room. So all the Shaziz radio hosts have been called and dragged in.
Yeah, that was this knucklehead called Shaziz that did that.
Ah, right. Well, I just brought Creativity with me.
Cool.
Yay.
So.
Hello. So, do you have a poem to share with us today?
Oh, no.
I do.
Well, go ahead and share that with us, honey.
Okay, is everyone ready?
Yes.
Ready?
Okay. Both ready. Yeah.
Okay, I wrote this poem back in, I think, between 1993 and 1995. And I had sent it in for a poetry contest. So I'm thinking of it on top of my head, so I hope that I get it all correct. But it is something that it must have been on my heart at the time. I must have lost someone, and I cannot remember who that was. So, but here it goes. It's called Time is Ticking. And it's Time is Ticking. We have only yet to say goodbye to the ones we love. Kneel and pray to the great and wonderful one above. Lying here with no feeling, or is it just my emotions I'm concealing? With all this built up inside, not knowing the one I love has just died. Now I not only have to live my life alone, now I have to deal with days that are unknown. Now with that being said, that was the end, my life has changed since then. And so I know that I don't have to be alone in my life. And I know that there are going to be days that I don't know what's going to happen, but you take it one day at a time.
Yes, I agree, Creativity. And thank you so much for sharing that. That was so beautiful.
Well, thank you.
Hi, Shannon.
That is her.
That was me.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, duh. Boy, do I feel stupid.
Well, you got...
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, what a wonderful world we live in.
Hi, Beth.
Well, hi there, Shannon.
Shannon, meet Beth.
I got to know your guys' signs. I got to figure that out. Man.
Her face is all red, and it's cool.
It's the wood stove in the background. I'm just hot.
Yeah. Now, speaking of hot, my project that I've worked on for the last 2 days, when we're talking about time and wasting it, I set fire to it. It was a blazing inferno. You should have seen it. You would have been proud, Cultus.
Well, I know, I was just saying that maybe she should have gone to the phone and took a video.
Yeah. She had a moral dilemma whether she should or shouldn't.
Should have thrown you a bag of black powder. I mean, like, come on, let's make something serious.
On the one hand, it was like, oh my gosh, this is really cool, let's get a video. And then I'm like, oh, that's, oh, ouch.
Anyway, my scaled up pop version first test caught up fire. It went up in a blazing inferno.
Tomorrow's
I want to see that.
It was quite a display of fireworks, I must say.
Yeah, I drug it outside and I had to let there watch it burn. It was that bad.
What'd you do? Build it out of magnesium?
No, I was putting some resin on there to get it to seal up real good, and like a fool, I thought I was going to fill it in a little spot with some candle wax, and I got too close with the fire, and one thing led to another, and poof.
Well, I think he underestimated the resin that he used, because I saw it pooling on the boat, so he used a lot of resin.
Yeah, so needless to say, it was one large fire that I barely got out the door.
Yeah, you got to wait 24 hours to it to fully cure.
Yeah.
And just wait until it's set and doesn't do nothing. It's kicking off some nice fumes.
Yep. Yeah, it's the same as when you varnish your secondary for your Tesla coil and don't wait for it to dry and fire it up. You end up with flames all around the top of your secondary.
Cool. Does fire follow the sparks?
Yeah, pretty much, buddy. You know, there's still all carbon and black stuff all over the top of the secondary.
Always had that theory, never tested it. Thank you. I have to do it.
Just let Shaziz be your test dummy here. He's good at it.
Yeah, well, I wished I would have got it on film, because it sure would have been exciting. It was one large fire, as I say.
Yeah, just remember next time, Bev, the bigger the flames, the more the hits.
I know, right?
You know, back to Beverly's show concept, time, you know, you never know, like just now, what's going to happen, so you got to use your time valuably. Now I got to start That's over and spend trouble. Some more time to, you know, remodel the boat, but
you learn a way not to do something.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. I don't know, next time you're not going to go and put a flame near your resin before it cures, and you know.
So see, that was a worthy cause. That was time well spent, learning a lesson.
I varnish the secondary coil. You know, I'll varnish it. It's fine. Just don't be impatient. You just want to get a test. You want to give it a go, you know. But no, you've got to be patient. What a waste of time. Just a lesson.
Hey, Bev. I'm going to cut in on these guys.
Go ahead.
Okay, cool.
Actually, I found another poem that I wrote in 2010.
Okay.
That has the word time in it. So
awesome. Yeah, please share that.
We'll try and see what happens.
Sounds good.
Okay, this one is called, of course, Time. It's called, and it starts out, Thy light shone through the trees, thy stillness in this time. Mine eyes blink with every leaf that fall. Dost thou see my tear glisten in the sun, painting thy lines in my heart? I am here, I am here. The end.
Cool.
I like that. Beautiful. That's nice, too.
Are we looking for poems with time in them?
Yes, come on. We got another 20 minutes. Sure. Bring those poems in.
Yeah, once I had a little puppy. His fleece was white as snow.
Oh,
and every time I'd set down my puppy, the puppy was sure to go.
Oh, man. Who got that guy in here?
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. That's too funny.
That was going to end well, did we?
Right.
We have no time for shenanigans.
Leave the black as ink. Chewed the paper off the wall and spit it in the sink every time.
Oh, my.
I'm done. Good.
But you know, this time that we're spending right now, it's valuable. It's like something that we're building memories for the future. And those are the times that are the best parts of life. You know, I always say this. I always live my life kind of by the deal where I try to treat everybody the best I can, because I never know, you know, like she said earlier, how much time you actually have left. And so with that said, I wanna leave the lasting impression. you understand where I'm coming from?
Yep, I certainly.
Yay, money.
You don't know if tomorrow if you're going to be here or not, so what you do today needs to count.
Yeah, exactly.
Not putting it off till tomorrow and thinking, oh, it's all right. No, you don't. You need to act like today is your last day and you need to achieve everything you set out for today.
You know, I've been kind of struggling with that, pondering with that as I was preparing
all right,
for...
anybody for me?
I'm sorry?
Call Mom.
Call Mom.
Yes. But this past week, while I was preparing for my show, I was thinking about time and, you know, thinking about my time and how I'm using my time and if I'm using it wisely and so on and so forth. And a lot has changed in the last year for Shaziz and I because some opportunities have opened up that have allowed both he and I to retire and there is downtime, but we also stay really busy as well. But this past week, I had quite a bit of downtime, and I was able to clean my house at my pace and do the things that I wanted to do and choose the time how I wanted to spend it and so on and so forth. And, you know, I was kind of wrestling with the idea this week, you know, that am I spending it wisely or foolishly? And, you know, my husband, he was like, you know, you worked so hard all your life up to this point, busy, 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 like that hamster on the wheel. And he said, you know, it's good for you right now. If you have this downtime, he said he didn't think that was time spent foolishly, you know, because it was...
You got to take care of yourself. You can't take care of others if you don't take care of yourself.
I'm just so used to being on the go all the time that it almost seems frivolous for me, like a luxury to take it easy for a little bit. It's almost like a waste of time for me to not do something.
Yeah, but in your show you talked about like being out there racing through everything, trying to get all this stuff accomplished. In the process, you wore yourself out.
Yeah, you know, I mean, everybody has an allotted amount of time in their life, you know, however much time that is. And I read something in a Joyce Myers thing quite some time ago that really made me stop and think, and I feel like that this has truly happened to me. Say you have 80 years in your life. Well, you know, you can use up those years in 40 years with all the crazy scheduling and things. And in essence, I feel like part of me has done that because, you know, there was a time that I was a single mom. I worked three jobs. You know, I was rush on the go. And I am paying for that today, even though I'm not old by no means. You know, I am over the 40 mark, and I am starting to pay for that now. I'm feeling it.
You're over the hill, lady. Ow!
Yep. Oh, I hit him too. Just to hear him say, ow.
And speaking of time, don't ever play that ticking. You wasted 3 minutes of all of our lives
with that obnoxious ticking. Yeah, I have to apologize for that, folks, because when I was going on YouTube on my phone, that didn't sound nearly as obnoxious as it did on this radio show this morning.
But, you know, using...
I missed it.
You got lucky.
Yeah, you didn't miss much, actually.
There's so many things in this world that's so much more important, and I can't stress it enough to spend as much time as you can with your family and your friends and to make it quality time as opposed to wasting it arguing or fussing and disagreeing over whatever it is that you guys can't see eye to eye on. Anybody disagree with that? Fight! Don't everybody jump to the mic at once. I wouldn't want nobody to hurt themselves.
I got a mouthful of oatmeal. Sorry about that.
Time for another muddy poem.
Yeah, don't waste no time. Don't waste no time. You can sit and waste time thinking about things. And like Colt says, how do you say that about regrets?
Sorry, Mike.
Ah, your shout on regrets.
My shout's on regrets. Oh, how did I word that?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to figure out how you worded it. Beautiful. That's poetry in motion itself. It says, he says, don't let regret stop you. Don't stop. Just go ahead and do what you got to do. It says, at the end of life, the only thing you'll have is the regrets of what you didn't do. So,
exactly.
Yeah, go
exactly.
for it.
It's very true.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played that 4 times on my show this morning. Simple words, but they mean a lot.
Yeah.
Especially more you think about it.
Yeah, well, that's it at the end of the day. I mean, you know, you can run through life and you can feel as if you've had achievements, but if you turn back at the end and you think to yourself, what if I did this? What if I'd done it this way? What if I'd done more with that? You know, it's something I'm sort of challenged with at the moment. You know, I foresee myself being in America sort of ASAP and getting and achieving things. Like, there's things that need to be done. You know, I feel very, so very held back in Australia. There's you know, all the guys and girls I work with, you're all over there. You know, there's only so much we can do over the internet, you know.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
Do so much more. You imagine, and we've said this 100 times over, imagine if we were all in one place.
Yeah, we should all, like, buy up an island and just kind of move there.
Oh, I agree with that.
I'm thinking we'll pitch in for a bit of land and we just, like, yeah, we just, you know, develop it ourselves. Would be the ultimate.
I would be raiding your guys's, all your pieces.
Yeah, she'd be in our lab taking parts. Yeah, that's a part of my cool. I need that.
I'd be like a ninja.
Island of Shaziz.
Island of Shaziz.
Now, giggle the misfit toys off the turn.
Yeah, you know what I mean? You've really got to sort of put this into perspective for yourself, what your goals are and what you want to achieve. And if what you're doing currently isn't getting those things, then you need to rethink your direction and where you're going, because at the end, when you turn back, you think to yourself, what if? That's going to be the biggest regret you'll ever have. You haven't got tickets now to sort it out.
And see, that's something that I need to work on myself, because I have a really bad habit of overanalyzing everything. Like this past week, you know, as I was preparing for the show, I'm analyzing my time, you know, and I'm thinking, well, what if I did this or this? And I caught myself doing the very same thing that Cultus, as you said, you shouldn't be doing. And I know that, but, you know, I was thinking back to the time when my daughter was very young and things like that. And, you know, those were some of the very, very best, most precious times of my life was with her, you know. And I thought back and, you know, I thought, well, you know, how many times did I clean the house when I could have spent that moment doing something with her? The house wasn't important, you know, or how many times could I have, you know, been with her? But, you know, I can't say that either, because she and I were in like Flynn, you know, and I spent a great deal of time with her and doing things with her. So, you know, that doesn't even make sense that I would even be thinking about that.
Then that's why you should spend your time experiencing life and to its fullest extent. Like, maybe you should go try some snake charming or some, like, skydiving or something like
bungee
that.
Bungee jumping.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm up for almost anything that doesn't have the word snake in it.
Well, it's bungee jumping it is, then.
You're going with me, dude.
Yeah, it's going to be a tandem jump, Cultus and Beverly.
Yep, no worries. I'll pay for it. You can videotape it, Shaziz.
All right.
But in order,
what a YouTube video that'll make, eh?
But in order to videotape it, you got to be there too.
You'll have to like do that test in your ear, testing, because she's going to scream so loud in your ear that you may go deaf.
You realize though that what you're going to end up having to do is just like push me.
Yeah, I will. Don't worry.
Oh, I'm sure you would. Thank you, friend.
See, kids do this too, you know. You do things to people because you know they love you and you can get away with it.
Or you do things yourself.
I know you do. So I'll push you. It's okay.
I love you too. I just want you to know I do the same thing for you.
I'll help you push.
Be like my tank.
Well, speaking of time, folks, we're getting down near to the wire there, so I don't know. You got a closing statement there you want, lady?
Well, I'll just go around and let anybody who wants to speak say their last final thing, and then I'll jump in with my final thing and follow that up with a song.
Well, I don't know if anybody can hear me.
Can anybody hear me?
Yes.
I added Carolyn Rose Guida to the conversation, too, and I have a poem. So,
awesome.
We want the poem first?
Yeah, go ahead.
You can do anything. You can do anything by Anonymous. There's no person. There's a mountain before you, one you feel you can never climb. The distance is frightening, but I know you can make it on the other side if only you try. I've seen the strength that you carry inside. I've seen the will, the passion, the fight in your eyes. I've witnessed your ambition. I know you can do it one more time. You can do anything. You can be anyone. You can be happy too. But first you must believe in the power of you. You're powerful, valuable, beautiful, and brave. And I know that you know you can make it through tomorrow if you can get through today. And I'll be there for you every step of the way.
Cool.
Awesome.
Thank you,
Chrissy.
Nice.
This is wonderful.
Yeah, I liked it. So, Carolyn, are you there? Maybe she's not. She's got a bad connection.
Oh, I heard something.
Turn your mic on. It helps.
You're just rotten.
Carolyn has a chance for us guys to get together January 1st. There's a JFK event in Vegas with John Barber, Jim Mars, and Joan Mellon, and Dick Russell. And she'd love for us all to be involved.
That'd be cool.
Awesome.
So, okay. So that's why I brought her in. So, but her connection's really iffy. So thank you, Beverly, and thank you, Shaziz, for today.
Thank you, Chrissy.
Thank you for sharing time.
Yes.
Nice to meet you, Shannon.
Hi. Nice to meet you, too.
Yeah, that's one of the most brilliant things about this whole deal is we got people coming from all over the world together of like minds, like hearts, and sharing time together. And I think Beverly's message today was a valuable one to, you know, make the best of all of it. You know, don't waste it.
Absolutely.
Okay, folks, well, it's about time to go ahead and close up out of here today. So it's time to wrap up today's show. I want to thank all of you out there for joining me, and I want to thank all of you for calling in today and visiting with Shaziz and I as well. It was awesome hearing from every single one of you. I loved your poems. Awesome, awesome messages. And so I hope all of you... I'm sorry?
I've got another one.
Oh, okay, go ahead.
Hurry up.
The poem of an empath. It says, in times of dexterity, when life's a total wreck, I think of those worse off than me and really feel like heck.
Have we got two more minutes for another?
Yeah,
go ahead.
That's an empath, you know. They feel your pain.
Go ahead.
Was that a yay?
Okay.
Yeah. This is good times. This is... This is Good Times by Evan Small. Frozen in time. If you are lost in time, make sure it's a good time. Remember the good times, wishing you could do it a second time. Remember those special times. Those were the best times, the happy times. When it's a sad time, just think of the good times. Those family times, those play times. Remember those crazy fun times, school times and graduation time. Remember the first time and the courting time. Cherish the memories of the good times. Talking about the good times will keep you happy in the present time. Remember those romantic times, the lucky times. Would walk those roads again to relive those happy times. Remember, never trade the memories of those good times. Remember the younger years, free and happy times. Remember the day you both became one, that was a happy time. Remember the day the kids were born, those were exciting times. And can you be happy if you don't make time to how can you be happy if you do not make time to have some fun time? At the end, you can smile about the good times. Dan.
Thank you, Cultus. That was wonderful. Okay, folks, well, we're down to the last 3 minutes, so I need to go ahead and get on up out of here so somebody else can have the next hour or two. So with that thought, I hope all of you have enjoyed today's message, and I hope all of you will take some serious and careful consideration in the days and weeks ahead. I hope something I have said has opened someone's eyes out there and will turn their life around. Make more time for things that truly matter, folks, because our days are numbered and limited. Until next Saturday, same time, same place, God bless each and every one of you out there, and I love you.
On a hill far away stood an old rugged cross, the emblem of suffering and shame. And I love that old cross where the dearest and best for a world of lost sinners was slain. So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. Gladly bear. Then he'll call me someday to my home far away, where his glory forever I'll share. And I'll cherish the old rugged cross trophies at last I lay down, and I will cling to the old rugged cross and exchange it someday for a crown. Yeah, I will cling to the old day for